8:19 on Connect FM. It's great to have you with us for your morning connection on a Wednesday, and we are so glad to be having a midweek chat. It is a Wednesday, that's the midweek, and that's when we get to have a chat every other week with the executive director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc. That would be Shirley DeRouge, and she is here once again with us this morning. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dan.
It's great to have you in once again, and we're making our way through the wintertime. Our good buddy, Punxsutawney Phil, made his prediction, which... That was kind of a no-brainer.
You know,
I always like to joke that regardless of what Phil says, we're going to have six more weeks of winter. It just may not feel like winter, but
correct.
It feels like winter today.
It most certainly does.
Well, we're going to kind of ignore that for the time being and look forward and look towards warmer weather and more frequent sunshine in our beautiful downtown Du Bois. And to do that, let's talk about some things that are coming up. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. And something that's a little more than a month away is a big shopping event at the end of March as we get close to the Easter season. Tell us about that.
Yes. Our annual Hop and Shop event will be taking place Saturday, March 21st here in the downtown. It'll be our third annual Hop and Shop.
All right.
Similar to Shop Small Saturday, it's a shopping event to boost, you know, sales and get more people in the downtown and checking out our lovely little shops and eateries and such. We like to hold it around Easter. So, you know, if you have any Easter shopping to get done, it's a great time to do so. And we'll have the bags available similar to with, again, Shop Small. With like the next tier coupon and some flyers and hopefully some merch from some of the businesses in them as well.
So that can warm our hearts a little bit, looking forward to that, because I'm sure there towards the end of March, that's real close to the start of spring. I don't know. That may even be the first day of spring, right? March 21st?
It might be. Yeah. Now that you say that, it might be.
That would put a real hop
right
in you, right? So, okay, so that's a big shopping event coming up. The one thing that winter always kind of leaves around these parts, unfortunately, is once the snow melts, you know, the snow is beautiful, nice and white, but when it melts away, there's usually a lot of stuff to clean up. And
there is
another thing to look forward to in downtown and really all across the Du Bois area is that spring cleanup day, which I think you put together in April, right? Is that the case this year?
Yes. We are tentatively planning for Saturday, April 18th. And it'll be, I forget the number, 23rd, 24th annual spring cleanup. I mean, it's been going on for quite a long time. Over the last several years, we have expanded it well into what was formerly Sandy Township, but is now all City of Du Bois. So we have all this extra area that we'll need some volunteers to help clean up and just getting everything looking nice and clean and, you know, just bright and cheery. Last year, we had over 100 volunteers. We'd love to see that and then some again, just because we've got even more area to cover this year.
Yeah, and that's super. You know, I have opportunity every now and then to drive through some other towns and cities our size. And unfortunately, a lot of times it looks like, you know, they don't have cleanup efforts in some of those towns. But we're very fortunate and blessed to have that going on in the Du Bois area.
We are. Relatively compared to other communities, we are seen as a clean, taken care of community.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's something to be prideful of.
It is.
And it's nice to see so many people that have that willingness to pitch in and help keep it that way and maintain it throughout the rest of the year.
Agreed. And that's something else to warm our hearts as we look forward to here in these cold days of winter. One last thing, Shirley, that we have time for to talk about again. We did this 2 weeks ago. We looked ahead to the Dubois Farmers Market, which takes place in the Pershing parking lot there at the corner of Brady Street and Long Avenue. And it doesn't start for several more months now, but you are looking for vendors, right?
We are looking for vendors. Has to be homemade, homegrown. Nothing that you can ship in and then try and sell to the community.
Try to say,
it has to be local items, local produce,
local
baked goods.
Yeah.
But it's something that we're looking to grow. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why we're pitching this effort to attract more vendors. We want to grow it. So it's something larger, more eventful, something to get more community members out and participating in and enjoying and purchasing from, you know, the local community.
Sure. And Dubois is so much bigger now after consolidation. and because of that, there should be, you know, greater participation and also committing to that now. If you are producing something like hand making something, of course, you might want to get busy building up your inventory, right?
Yes, most certainly. Yes. And so if anybody's interested, they can just reach out to us through Facebook or our email, which is manager@downtowndubois.com.
All right. And you just heard from the manager, the executive director of Downtown Dubois, Shirley DeRue. Shirley, thanks so much. I think we have brightened up our day by looking forward.
I think so, too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.